Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua. And under this chapter we are doing some du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'ati. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Allah who turns the hearts. O Allah, muqallib al-qulub, the one who turns the hearts of people. O Allah, the one who turns the hearts, turn our hearts to your obedience. What a beautiful way of doing it, or saying it. And O Allah, you are the one that turns the hearts. Turn our hearts to your obedience, O Allah. It's not a difficult thing for you. It's something that's very easy. Just turn our hearts to your obedience. To our hearts are inclined. Our hearts now have a liking. They take a liking and inclined towards obeying you, O Allah. Just turn our hearts so that we also have, our heart is facing the right direction so that we can also obey you. Sometimes Ulama give an example of a satellite dish receiver. If the satellite dish receiver is faced in the right direction, then it will pick up all those signals that are coming. It will pick up all the signals that are coming if it's faced in the right direction. So say it's, for example, a radio satellite that's picking up signals. If it's faced in the right direction, then it will pick up all those signals. And if it's faced in the wrong direction, then it won't pick it up. So like that, our heart, if Allah Ta'ala turns our heart, now this is the spiritual heart, not the physical heart that is turning. If Allah Ta'ala turns our heart in the right direction, then to obey Allah Ta'ala will become very easy. To disobey Allah Ta'ala will become very, very difficult. So this is the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One ayat of the Quran, we are taught to make dua like this. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. Has a similar explanation to this changing of hearts. This ayat comes in Surah Ali Imran. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Sharif, this dua that we should be making, that, O our sustainer, do not cause our hearts to stray after you have guided us. Allah, after you've given us hidayat, don't allow this heart to stray, to go in the wrong direction. In other words, this heart is something that can stray very easily. That's why this heart is called qalb. Qalb means something that turns. So qalb with the qaf is something that turns. Just on another note, Kalb with a kaf means dog. So the person has to be very careful when he's using this word. Qalb is heart, something that turns. And it turns very quickly. That's why you find that the heart becomes very emotional. And in children, you'll see this much, much more than in adults. But very quickly a person is affected. Sometimes he'll get some sad news, and then a person is saddened. Sometimes he'll get some good news and he's happy. Sometimes he'll experience some good occasions and the heart is happy. Sometimes it's a sad occasion, the heart is sad. So therefore this qalb, this heart is such a thing that continuously is getting affected. So this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching, Allah, turn this heart so that it becomes obedient to you. Turn this heart so that it has your love. Turn this heart so that it gets your marifat. Turn this heart. So this heart is a very, very important aspect of a person's life. So anyway, this dua is a very important dua, especially in the time that we are living in. People stray very, very easily. Anybody can get swayed and strayed very, very easily. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. That, O Allah, do not cause our hearts to stray, to go off, after you have guided us. And then the second part of this dua, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. Grant us your mercy, for verily you are the great giver. You are the one that gives and grants. O Allah, you are the great giver. Grant us your mercy. We are looking for your mercy. Look at the beauty of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we did one dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma gfirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni. So this word, first the meaning, Allahumma gfirli, Allah forgive me, warhamni, have mercy on me, wa'afini, Allah grant me afiyat. And the last part, warzuqni. This part, grant me afiyat, we were explaining that it means that Allah Ta'ala grant me ease in everything. Sometimes a person is asking for something, but it can come without ease. And now it can bring more difficulty. There was one person that had come to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, said, Hazrat, make dua for me. I don't have any children. So the Mufti Mahmud said, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, he was a man of great sight. So he told him that maybe this is better for you. So be happy with the condition that Allah Ta'ala has left you. He insisted that make dua for me, that Allah grants me a child. So anyway, this person, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib said, okay, insisting he made dua for him. Allah Ta'ala had granted him a son. 20 years later, that man came back. He says, please make dua, Allah Ta'ala takes this son away. The son is involved in drugs and all sorts of vices. He's making our life a misery. Child is not listening to us, making a child our life a misery. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala takes that child away. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala doesn't give, it's for a reason also. And when Allah Ta'ala gives also, there's a reason. So therefore, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah used to say that whenever you make dua for anything, add these words, Allah grant it to me with afiyat. Grant it to me with ease. In other words, whatever I'm asking for, Allah make it, grant it to me with ease. So it becomes easy, not that it becomes a difficulty and a burden and a bore on me, what I'm asking. Wealth also can be like that. A person makes dua for wealth, but it comes with so much of other problems. Now it doesn't cause any ease to him. It puts him into more difficulty and more worries. So to illustrate this, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi will give an example. When you ask for it to come with ease. So he would give this example that there was a person that needed to undertake a long journey, but he didn't have any conveyance. So as he's going, he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, although he's making dua, Ya Allah, Sawari Dede, Gora Dede, Ya Gori Dede. That oh Allah, grant me a conveyance, give me a gora, give me a male horse, oh gori dede, oh Allah, even if you don't give me a male horse, give me a female horse, but give me a conveyance. And he's continuously repeating this dua. Hey Allah, sawari dede, gora dede, ya gori dede. I mean, he's keep repeating this dua, but nothing is happening. Now he's getting more and more worried, and he's getting more and more tired on his journey. Eventually he decided to sit down somewhere and take a bit of a rest. And he says, oh Allah, you don't want to give me a male horse, you don't want to give me a female horse, at least give me the baby of a female horse. At least give me the baby of a female horse. And Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah is explaining, he says, it happened, Allah Ta'ala made it such that it happened that there was a police that was riding on a female horse that was expecting, was pregnant. And at that time that this horse had given birth, this female horse had given birth. Now, this police didn't want to make that new baby born of that horse walk. So he saw this person sitting on the side of the road. So he told him, Uto, Uto, wake up. Carry this horse on your back and walk. And come with me where I'm going. So now this poor person woke up and he's carrying that baby horse on his back and he's walking. And he's saying, oh Allah, I asked for an animal but I wanted it below me, not on top of me. I wanted to ride it, I didn't want it to ride me. So then Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahman said, he made dua for a horse but he didn't make dua with afiyat. So Allah gave him what he wanted but he didn't come with afiyat, it came with more difficulty. So anyway, this is just an illustration for us that when we ask Allah Ta'ala would afiyat. This is taught to us from the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today's du'a, that Allah, you turn my heart to your obedience. Person doesn't know the Arabic, at least the English he can make. Ask Allah Ta'ala this du'a, that Allah, turn my heart to your obedience. And the second du'a we did from Quran Sharif, that Allah, do not cause this heart to go astray after you have granted guidance. After he's guided, Allah, keep it there on the path of guidance so that I can pass away on this guidance. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.